You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith.
And with me, Helen Scales.
Now, this week, scientists have done an exciting piece of work because they've discovered how viruses actually boost up infection rates. Viruses spread far faster than they ought to. But how does it work? Well, Jeff Smith is a researcher at Imperial College in London, and he and his team have been watching under a microscope vaccinia virus, which is a relative of smallpox. In fact, vaccinia was used to immunise people against smallpox when we eradicated it a number of years back. What they found as they watched this virus infecting monolayers, in other words, layers or plates of cells in a dish under a microscope, was that the virus was spreading far faster, in fact, four times faster than it ought to. Now, traditionally, the way in which virologists thought that viruses spread in this sort of way was that when a cell got infected, first of all, that cell would become a virus factory and pump out lots of viruses onto the adjacent surrounding cells, which would then become infected themselves, and they would then infect their neighbours, and so on and so forth, and you get this plaque, as it's known, growing out radially. But the researchers, with their video clips, showed that, in fact, cells that weren't next door to infected cells were getting infected. In some cases, there were viruses popping up out of cells many other cells further away. And they wanted to know what was going on and why this virus was spreading so quickly. It turns out that when a cell gets infected by this virus, the virus adds to the surface of the cell two chemical markers. In fact, it turns on two genes, one's called A33 and another one's called A36, and that marks the cell now as infected. And this is cunning, because if that infected cell, before it's even had a chance to make any more virus, if another virus comes along from elsewhere and tries to infect it, the cell then produces the molecular equivalent of a little spring, and it pings the virus back off its surface and bounces it away in the direction of other cells that it can then infect. And the researchers discovered this by using colour-coded viruses and also colour-labelled surface structures on the cell components to work out how this is happening. And it's a structure called actin, which is produced to ping the virus off. And it can do this multiple times. The virus can be bounced from one cell to the next cell. So this is an intriguing way in which viruses maximise their rate of spread, so they only infect cells that are uninfected, thereby maximising the chance of producing lots of infectious viral progeny and escaping from the immune system.
Well, that all sounds like viruses are doing a good job at affecting us. So what's this telling us about how we're going to combat the sort of viruses that that we suffer from?
Yes, very good question. And the point they make in their paper, which is in the journal Science this week, is that the rate at which vaccinia virus, the one they studied, grows is actually very, very similar to the rate at which other viruses that are important human pathogens, like herpes simplex, the cold sore virus, also grow. So it might be that these other viruses are also using the same trick. So if we work at how they're doing it, that might be the target for a new kind of antiviral, a new way to block virus spread by fooling the virus into thinking cells are all infected because they've all got these markers on the surface that ping the viruses off, when in fact the cells remain uninfected.
So it could be a new way of tackling all those terrible viruses we suffer from.